Hosting for the show is provided by mcprohosting.com. Experience the ultimate Minecraft server solution on our award-winning servers. Featuring quality service at bargain prices, get yours today at mcprohosting.com. Want something to listen to while playing Minecraft? Why not try an audiobook from Audible? Listeners of our show will get one free book of your choice when you sign up for a 30-day free trial. Go to audibletrial.com/theshaft today and enjoy a free audiobook from over 100,000 selections.
Can't sleep, gotta build.
From the Dead Workers Party, a podcast about all things Minecraft. Enjoy your stay in the Shaft.
The Shaft, episode 134, recorded on May 24th. I'm Brent Copeland.
I'm Wes Wilson, but I don't know what year it is.
I'm Eric Fullerton, and Wes Wilson is stuck in a time paradox or something.
Yeah, it's 2013.
Yeah. You said May 24th. You didn't say what year it was. It was very disconcerting. It was very confusing.
Well, we have a special guest with us.
Yay.
Hello.
So Totally Toby.
I'm not that special.
He is very special.
You know how I can tell you're special? You put up with all our crap before the show started.
Without watching.
Almost an hour of it. Like, if we started on time, we'd almost be done with the show right now.
It wasn't too bad. It was all right.
Awesome.
Also, we have an in-guest studio. We have a studio in-guest. A guy sitting right next to me in the studio with a microphone.
He's a guest.
A good friend of ours, Boom Rocker from Nashville, Tennessee.
That's right. Hey.
Let me give you some mic.
Oh, hey. Is that better?
That is better.
That's my catchphrase.
Hey, is that better?
Yes, as Joe awesome. Hills is also from Nashville.
That's right.
I am Boom Rocker from Nashville.
But you don't sport the Southern accent.
Hey, y'all, it's me, Joe, from... Is that good?
Yeah, that's all perfect.
Right. All right, just want to make sure we have more accents.
Best Joe Hills we've ever heard.
Okay.
Authentic.
Right. Is that Shaggy?
Like G-School.
There we go. So, Toby, how are you doing?
I'm not too bad. I'm a little bit tired.
I bet. We've kept you up an hour. It's like 2 o'clock there.
Yeah, it's 2 a.m. That's fine.
We'll try to power through this and not keep you up too late.
Yeah.
That's cool. I'll probably be up until 6 anyway. It's fine.
And you're up late doing videos and stuff all the time. So just so everybody knows who you are, can you tell the audience who you are, where your channel, and where they can find you?
Sure. So I am Toby, and I pretty much started YouTube doing videos with Martin, who's in the Littlewood. Me and him are like bros. So, I don't really have, like, too much of a structure to, like, what I do in my videos. I usually just kind of go with it, just have fun and record it, I guess.
Some free flow.
So, you do streaming, and also you play a lot of adventure maps. What is your favorite adventure so far?
Me and Martin, we usually do, like, an adventure map live stream every Friday. Mm-hmm. So, we played a lot of adventure maps. I think our favorite was probably either by Hypixel or probably Kingdom of the Sky, I think it was called.
Oh, yeah. Blame the Controller.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah, I saw you did Herobrine.
Herobrine's Return.
Yeah, Return. Did you do the first one?
We did.
Oh, okay. Do you think it matters? Like we want to play one of the Herobrines, but is the story really important to do the first one
like,
first?
Like, can we just start with the second one?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter too much. I think even if you start with the second one, you'll still have a really good time, and I think you'll pick it up anyway.
Yeah, okay.
So it should be fun.
Does Martin still talk to you now that he's all, like, famous and stuff?
Yeah. Me and him are pretty close.
Yeah?
We still talk a lot.
Do you feel like he keeps you around as his token normal friend now that he's all, like, hanging with the Yogscast?
What is Wes in these questions lately?
What do you hate about Martin?
Oh, man.
Don't worry.
You don't have to answer that.
No, we love Martin.
Yeah, so, we do.
So how did you get into Minecraft? How did you find it?
Basically, me and Martin used to work together on this site a couple of years ago. We knew of each other, but we didn't really talk to each other. And then a mutual friend just kind of introduced us, just because we both started playing Minecraft. And me and Martin both watched Yogscast at that time. So we used to, you know, call each other up on Skype, pause it at zero, and then play it at the same time and stuff. And then we just kind of decided we wanted to do that ourselves. We just kind of went with it, and now we're here.
And now look at you.
Yeah.
You're going to be on Cribs next week, I think, right?
Cribs. That'd be awesome. Well, my house isn't that great.
Yeah.
I pretty much live in my room.
We pretty much live here in the studio.
Yeah. In this room. Pretty much. Do you do FTB as well?
I do. I haven't been uploading it like loads. Like, I usually start a series and then completely forget that I'm like doing it. And I like upload a video like 2 weeks later.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. So what do you like the most about Feed the Beast?
I haven't really ventured into it too much. Like, when it comes to mods and stuff, like Tekkit, I kind of get really confused. So I haven't really, I don't know.
Well, you'll have to come to the block party. We got a party that we do FTB on every once in a while.
Nice. I'd like to start that back up again.
I need to see if the server's still up.
It is up. I just don't know how to connect to it right now.
Well, yeah. You got to download Feed the Beast client.
Shut up.
And then put in the server address and then...
I know.
Oh, okay. Well, good. You know what else is happening this week, Wes?
What else is happening this week?
We had some awesome sponsors for the show.
We did.
So I think we should talk about them.
That's pretty cool. We've got one here from Resender, and he says...
Remember me? Strange thief who took my torches but left my ore alone, and revenge is a dish best served cold.
Oh. I have no idea what that means.
I have no clue either.
We also have some server sponsors this week. The first is from M and S12 Gaming for well-edited weekly Minecraft videos from several experienced directors. Come and visit youtube.com/thestormcommander, and this and all other server sponsors will be listed in the show notes.
The Storm Commander.
I want to be the Storm Commander. Giving out the orders for storms.
Storms. I'm not sure it works quite like that.
Weird. It can.
So who's the next one, Brant?
If Wes could read this one, I'm looking somewhere.
It's the Lego Unicraft Project. Save imagination, brick by block. Mods, maps, and texture packs based on the MMOG Lego universe at legouni-craft.webs.com. So that's Lego Uni, uni-craft.webs.com.
Excellent. And the next one we have here from The Watershed. Watershed, go to mc-thewatershed.net, a 2,500 square kilometer survival RPG world with towny multiple dimensions, and TeamSpeak, YouTube adventures, live game streams, and much more.
They have been sponsoring the episode for like 3 months, and we say the same thing every time, and you just stuttered over it.
I don't read English. It's my second language. The first one is like a language I made up, so I can't like speak to anyone. No one understands what I'm trying to say.
Next, we have Minecraft Bread. We host all SSD Minecraft servers and offer great support. Check us out at minecraftbread.net. Last but not least, we have Mutt's World Minecraft. Join lobby.muttsworldmine.com for an advanced family friendly server group. That's muttsworldmine.com.
Yeah.
Our journeys. So what have you been up to this past week, Toby?
I haven't really been doing too much, just playing games as usual.
Do you like games?
I do.
Good.
I love games a lot.
Good.
Games are good.
Games are good. Do you games like games?
I've been playing some more FTB.
Really?
On the Curse server. It's been a lot of fun. It's a little in-house.
Oh, yeah.
Server. So
you doing any bee action yet?
No, I've got some fenced area in where I'm going to start bees. I've been doing so much miscraft, and I started on the Thomcraft, and I made a bunch of portal bots this week and put them on my roof outside, and apparently spawns real close to my house, and someone got moved to spawn, and all my robots started shooting at them.
Nice.
And locked their computer up.
Whoa.
So they had to get pulled up by like an admin or something.
So you ruined all the people at Curse?
No, just one guy's. Game, so. That's okay, right?
Yeah,
that's all right.
Yeah, so that was a lot of fun.
Excellent,
a lot of fun. Did y'all have fun?
I loved hearing that story. That was a great story.
That was cool. I'd listen to it again and again.
Well, let me tell you about this. I've been playing FTB on a server at work.
Server. Cool. And, it's even better the second time.
I made portal bots.
Cool.
And put them on the roof, and apparently spawns real close to my house.
Oh, yeah?
Because this guy that I work with spawned in, and all the bots start shooting at him, and...
It's even better from the bottom of a well.
Back in the future. Okay.
So... So back to our guest.
Yes.
Who is much more important than Portal Bots. So you mostly play vanilla, though, right?
Usually, yeah.
Have you heard about the Blue Vanilla mod?
I have not.
Okay, we might have to talk about that. We're going to be talking about that a little bit later. I was just wondering if you played it.
Wait, do I know about this?
Yes, we've talked about it twice on the show.
Oh, was I asleep?
Do you remember things from the show?
No, I have a bad memory.
Okay.
I remember what I had for lunch today.
What did you have for lunch?
No, I forget. I don't know. It was good, though.
I had a crazy week. I wasn't really able to game all that much. And when I did, I, like, fell back on Smite.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't been able to get any Minecraft in this week at all.
So do you think maybe we can, like, pay Seth Bling to create Smite in Minecraft so then we can play Minecraft and Smite together?
Oh.
That would be pretty cool.
Okay. You can do that.
Yeah.
Well, you did play a little bit this week with us.
That's true.
We built a in-game replica of a Quickie Mart, basically, for a skit. And we built a bunch of sets and filmed some stuff. We went on the
Shaftlands.
We went to the Shaftlands, and we went to Project 1845.
Which
we had Boturi on the show a long time ago, where they're trying to recreate ancient China. And they're about, 14 years away from the goal?
Yeah.
Something like that. They've been building for almost 2 years now. It's a huge project.
It is. When you go into it, the amazing thing is there's like a little map where you can go and click on things to teleport to different parts of the project.
Yeah.
And it's just astounding how huge it is.
Yeah. I mean, that part of the server, which is just the map, is bigger than most of the servers I play on.
Yeah. Crazy. Yeah, it's really awesome nuts. There. And then also, I finished up a new sprint parkour music video called Jungle Trip.
Yeah, you did.
So that's kind of like part two, I guess. The previous one I did was Jungle Run. And these, of course, are maps that were created by Exilinder and also played by Exilinder. And then she gives me the footage and I edit it a little too much. Over-editing. Like crazy.
Indeed.
So those are up online now, and I think we're going to start on another jungle, or not a jungle map, but another sprint map, but this one's not going to be in the jungle. And
you're going to do it like in the desert?
Well, we don't know yet, but we're still going to...
Underwater.
We're still talking, and we're going to plan it out.
Wouldn't that be a sucky parkour course underwater?
No, I don't know. I mean... If it's interesting looking, I don't know. I guess you'd have to add some stuff, you know, because there's not much features
on there.
Can't
really jump, right?
Yeah. I mean, you can swim real fast.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll speed up the footage, you know. I don't know. Put in some, like, digital, like, jellyfish or
water.
Something. Yeah. Like, Atlantis, I guess if there was a cool build, maybe. I don't know. Mm. Something like that.
So we also filmed, three other skits to go with that, right?
Yeah.
So we should have some stuff coming out soon. We've got the map we did.
Yeah.
We did an adventure map, like, I think a year ago.
It was a week and a half ago. I've been working on it, but I got a baby. And Toby takes 2 weeks to put his stuff out, so don't blame me.
It's totally true.
So totally true. Well, how about something new?
How about something new? Do we want to talk about Loot Crate?
I think we should talk about Loot Crate.
So, Boomerucker was here actually playing with some cards earlier that were... What are those? Those are like Garbage Pail Kids with Nintendo products?
Yeah, there's a Power Glove here and a skeleton. 8-bit zombies, you want to show
that? And that was just one of the things that we got one of our Loot Crate boxes. Every month they send you a box full of geek swag. It's lootcrate.com/deadworkers, and if you use the code DEAD, you can get $3 off, so it'd be like $10 instead of $13. So go there, use that, it helps us out, lootcrate.com/deadworkers.
From the Minecraft Daily, news and updates.
And the news.
So there was a snapshot.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was.
With horse updates.
Sort of.
Sort of.
There's a UI with horses now.
Yeah.
It's kind of fascinating.
With the inventory thing?
Yeah. So there's a, so you can control the armor and saddles and inventory and all that kind of stuff of your horses and your mules.
Put armor on them.
Yeah. Pigs now have health bars.
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
in case you were health worried about...
Waiting for that.
Yeah. Have you played with this new snapshot, Toby?
I've played one of the snapshots. I'm not sure if it's the snapshot you're talking about, though.
Yeah, this one's brand
Which
new.
One is it?
This is...
Came out Thursday.
13W21A.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I've played with that one.
It also has the new... items and entities have the new attribute system, and so you'll be able to give buffs and debuffs to items. Ooh. So, like, an example here is a bow that slows the holder.
That would be cool.
Oh, yeah, and it says, like, plus one damage to swords and
the
all that.
The cursed bow of Acheron.
Yeah, I like the new stats. That's kind of cool. Because before, you just kind of have to guess and wonder what's happening.
Yeah.
But now... You absolutely know that this one has plus four damage, and this one, you know. I think it's cool. More RPG-ish. I don't know. I guess some could complain that the game's getting too complicated and too many stats and stuff like that, but I like it.
I like it, too. I'm with you.
Well, also on Wednesday, Patrick Guter tweeted out a pic of the latest options for buying prepaid Minecraft cards, so you can buy a two-pack for $49.99. Additionally... 25% of the profit from the sale of the new cards will go to the Mojang UN project block by block. That project from Patrick, or the picture from Patrick, also showed something else. The agreement for getting the single pack cards in Australia and New Zealand. Huh?
Nice.
So no word yet on when they're going live, but hey, sounds like it's coming soon.
Mm-hmm.
You hear that, Maz? Maz is in the chat room.
Hey, yes. Maz in the chat room, if you're still there. Additionally, we've got an update from Captain Sparkles about Minecraft style. He released a video detailing his online fight with Universal over the video. First off, he tried to get a license from Universal, but they pretty much ignored him. They weren't interested. And so he decided to continue the YouTube dispute process. But to do so, he needs a verified account. And apparently, he can't verify his account because there's a claim on it.
Yeah. That sucks.
So, just imagine, what if Universal made the claim on it? Wouldn't that be sinister?
I thought that if you were, like, with a network now, though, you could use Universal Music.
That I do not know.
Yeah,
because I know everyone at the game station, I think, has just been given permission to use Universal Music in their videos.
I heard that was coming, but I didn't know it was a thing yet. We'll have to talk to our TGS guy.
Yeah, because I know when Gentleman came out by Psy that they were asking us if we wanted to use it for anything, that they had a way to do it.
Yeah.
So it sounds kind of part of the same thing. I'm assuming they'll still take something, like some kind of portion, right? Or no?
I don't know. I mean, they could skim a couple of percent. I don't know. It's a good question.
Find some good Universal Music to listen to.
Universally.
So anyway, Jordan is waiting to see if YouTube helps resolve the situation, which is kind of interesting. I still can't believe this whole thing is going on, and I still can't believe some IP lawyer hasn't jumped all over this.
Yeah, where are all the lawyers? I thought there were a bunch of them. Maybe they're all at the bottom of the sea.
I don't know.
That's a joke. Yeah. I hear them say it all the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a good start.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Yeah.
It's a joke.
But seriously, I mean, it's total. And the other Minecraft style videos have not been taken down, and they have millions and millions and millions of views.
Oh, the ones that people just rip off and repost?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So basically, it's just income gone from Captain Sparkles, with Universal not punishing other people, just him.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
That's weird.
I know. I'm not happy about this.
Good luck, Sparkles.
Yes, good luck. So, but if you can't listen to that and you want to listen to something else, you can always go to audibletrial.com/theshaft and get a free Audible trial on us. And that's a free book and a free month. So go to audibletrial.com/theshaft.
Yeah.
What was that?
That was an awesome bumper that was sent in to us. Yeah.
Ooh.
Ooh. Yeah. You too can send in a bumper for this.
Can I do one right now?
Yeah. You want
to
do one?
Everybody turn to boom. Let's hear it.
No, I'll do one later. I'll do it in my Auto-Tune app.
Oh, sweet. Brilliant. Brilliant.
I'll join you in that.
Oh, will you?
Yeah.
It'll be beautiful.
Yes. You know. It'll be a good time.
Yeah.
So we got some stuff here. This first one here is from Yoshilite, who says, after being a fan for well over a year now, I've never said thank you for giving us such a great show. So thank you for making my bus rides to work a little more enjoyable.
Yay.
Keep doing what you're doing. We all love it. P.S. What kind of kickback do you get from the Audible subscription you've convinced me to get?
Six digits.
Yeah.
Every time somebody signs up.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
But it's not enough to really
Why
fit our lifestyle.
Why am I still working another job for you to
Well, digits? Six digits with four decimal places, you know.
Yes. I think it's part of our contract that we can't discuss that.
But
so
it does help us a little bit. And please, if you want to support the show at all, go sign up for one of the affiliate sponsorships we mentioned.
Yeah. It keeps us going.
Yes, but we're glad you enjoy the show. We like doing it. We wouldn't do it if we didn't like doing it. And we're glad somebody lets us infect their ears. The next one is from Whack a Donkey. I would just like to say thanks for the podcast and your great videos. You've inspired me to start my own channel, Whack a Donkey. I think you have chosen your material poorly.
I don't really have a donkey over here, but I'll put some goats and sheep as well.
That doesn't work.
So, yes.
Whack Great that name. Donkey. Excellent. And then we have another one here from Ferrick, who rhymes with my name. It says, while
Does
playing...
Does it rhyme with Maxwell?
Ferrick? Maxwell?
Yeah, I don't
know. I almost went with Maxwell as my radio name or my handle, but
That R&B artist took it, and you said, oh, I'll
Was
go.
There known? Well, my initials are EMF, and I always thought that was kind of cool, like electromagnetic frequency, but that was taken by a band in the 90s.
Yeah, yeah.
And unbelievable.
It
anyway.
Was unbelievable that they took your name like that.
Yes. So anyway, so from Ferrick says, while playing Minecraft, what do you prefer to listen to? My preference is you guys, of course. Heart you guys. What do we listen to?
I listen to the dulcet tones of Brent and Eric bickering in my ears.
Bickering. Yeah.
I don't know if we bicker.
I mean, like multiplayer, yeah, we listen to each other, but I guess single player is more of the question, like Pandora Radio or something like that.
I sometimes will put Netflix on.
Oh, yeah.
No, I'm serious.
Nice segue.
No, I mean, but that's seriously what I do. I'll like put like a Doctor Who episode on or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
But you got it, netflix.com/EdWorkersParty?
Yes, exactly.
What do you do, Toby, when you're playing just by yourself?
I usually just listen to all my friends scream that there's like a creeper in the house or something. I don't usually listen to like any music.
Oh, yeah.
It's just all my friends.
Nice.
I used to do a lot more things with music in the background, but I don't know. Like, I don't do it as much anymore.
I tend to not do music just because if I want to stream, I feel like I shouldn't have the music just in case then later it's something we want to put on the channel if it's something, you know, a nugget happens.
Yeah.
Like, it's okay. Apparently, it's okay to play music and stream. I mean, everybody does it. So, Twitch doesn't mind yet, apparently. But if it goes on YouTube, you can't have that in there. So, I usually just whoever I'm talking to or chatting in the game or whatever.
Audible.
Yeah, that's about it. Okay, so this next one here is from Red Omega, the Irish Minecrafter being racially harassed, if y'all remember last week. Red Omega here, saying what a great help you were last week. I decided to move on and found an awesome server that is run by Irish people. All the owners helped me get settled into SMP again. I have even had full Irish conversations with them. A huge shout out to the staff of Irish PvP who helped me get back into SMP.
Good. That's a happy ending.
That is.
I think they showed them how to make Irish car bombs too.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Irish coffee.
Yeah.
No, it's a drink. It's a shot.
I know.
Irish coffee is too. Okay.
Yeah.
I thought you were talking like terrorism or something.
No, no. Oh, okay. That would be cool. Wrong.
That is wrong.
I think. And Irish.
Our next one is from SRJ26. You should recognize this name, Eric. We were talking about
Serge.
In appreciation of the shaft, I've decided to add three castles to the Blue Vanilla mod. Assets library named Castle West, Castle Brent, and Castle Eric.
Woo.
Nice. So now if you are playing the... And for those who don't know what Blue Vanilla mod is it's vanilla Minecraft, but it has assets that will randomly spawn as you make your map. So, like, he has an asset library, and so, like, you might walk into a desert area that has pyramids and a sphinx, or you might walk into, you know, a jungle biome that has a, you know, hidden temple, or something like that. So
this is I remember now.
Yeah.
So he put in a bunch of assets that are you guys in the game?
He put in three that are us.
So you're three assets.
Yeah, so...
So it's like in the mod. That's crazy.
He's also given us a challenge that we have to play Blue Vanilla and find the gigantic shaft logo, which will be added if we accept the challenge. And if we find the logo, it will stay in the library for future players to find. And if not, it will be replaced by a big mine shaft.
Wow.
So another. This is excellent. Our second challenge in 2 weeks.
I know.
Oh, yeah. We still have to follow up on the previous challenge.
Yeah, we got an email about that, too.
This is good. Do we accept?
I accept.
I accept.
We will do it this week.
I think it sounds awesome.
Tuesday?
Sure.
Tuesday.
I'll put it on my calendar. I'll write it on my hand.
Yeah.
Tuesday.
So he says, whether or not you do the challenge, the three castles will be left in the BV assets forever. Each should include a dungeon of some sort underneath to explore. Nice, huh?
You're going to make the castles? He's going to capture them?
What they do is they take the ass, they create them, and then they make them as things that get pulled into
people's
lives.
But is he asking you to build these assets?
No.
And then you, so he's creating them for you.
No, he knows that there would never be a castle there if he asked us to build it.
Oh, I see.
It's kind of like your fort that's on the block party.
Oh, is the block party still up?
Just kind of got built and left.
It'd be a convenience store.
Brent pretends it's still up, but we can't get on it.
Oh.
They've got the wrong version. It's all about the version. You know what I'm talking about? I think you're too busy watching the old Netflix.
I am. I was commenting to Toby earlier that I've been watching MI5 still. The most lethal show I've ever seen on television.
Mission
Even
Impossible?
More lethal than Game of Thrones.
I haven't seen any of them yet. I kind of feel bad. Everyone keeps telling me to watch Game of Thrones, but I haven't watched it. I kind of want to watch it with somebody else. But like everyone's like so into it, I've got no one to watch it with.
I would watch it. Or maybe we should have like a night where we all get together and watch it, and we'll all get popcorn and headphones, and
with
and
the
be
new
on
Xbox
Skype
One,
with each other.
You do that. We wait till the Xbox One
doesn't
comes out.
Doesn't the Xbox One make popcorn?
Yeah,
it does everything.
It does. Yeah. It'll rewind your Betamax tapes too.
What does MI stand for in MI5?
Mission Impossible?
Majesty's Intelligence?
Correct? Oh, this whole time I always thought you were talking about Mission Impossible.
No.
Oh.
No, it's a British
TV
show.
They made
a
fourth movie?
I'm like...
Now they're on five?
Yeah, that's exactly... I thought you were all like about Tom Cruise and
stuff. And MI5 is the domestic security force, and MI6 is like what James Bond was, external... You know.
Oh, so it has a tie-in to James Bond.
No. Oh. These are MI5 is a real agency in the United Kingdom.
Oh.
And MI6 they don't talk about.
Oh, okay.
It's private.
You don't even want to talk about MI20.
Oh. I'm learning so many great things today.
Love MIs.
You know, another really cool thing I learned on the OMG Craft, which we had Chad Johnson as a guest last week. I was watching a new episode this week live, and... he was doing a rundown of all the F keys in Minecraft, and I was pretty sure I knew what all the function keys did, but apparently if you watch this episode, or if you just look it up in the wiki, there's a ton of different like you hold down F3 and you hit a series of keys, they do special things.
Yeah.
So I'll tell you one, just one, but I won't tell you what it does. It's real evil though. Hold down F3. Thank you. Hold down F3 and press C. Now, do this at your own risk, and I won't even tell you what it does.
No, tell me.
No. Oh, no, you just got to do it. And don't get mad at me if something terrible happens.
Yeah.
Don't get
and
mad
whatever
at me.
You do, don't Google it first and find out the easy way.
No, that's truly evil.
So, anyway, all right.
What, Google?
What's next?
Googling.
Getting political
joke.
Over here.
I'm not saying that.
Okay, so we covered Netflix.com/deadworkersparty.
X. excavation station.
All right.
So, Toby, this is the segment of the show where we get ideas from people in the audience about what they would like to see in the game. We'll get let you think, let it percolate your mind. We're going to come back to you and ask you some ideas that you would like to see in the game. But this first one here was submitted by Tippy Mac. It's called Silk Touch Ore. And they go on to say, what if there was an ore that you needed Silk Touch to get it? If you didn't use Silk Touch, maybe it just dropped iron ore or something. This would be a reason to enchant stuff to try to get this special ore.
I actually like this idea a lot. There's really not a whole lot of reasons to pursue enchanting or brewing if you don't want to. So if there was something that you wanted to get that required it, I think that would be cool.
Yeah.
I like it.
What do you think, Toby?
I mean, I like silk touch. I mean, I want that on like a pick and an axe, and like I've been using a lot in FTB. Like they have libraries in all the Mistcraft worlds, and all the libraries are filled with cobwebs and bookshelves. And so, if I have a silk touch, I just get a bunch of bookshelves without a bunch of books, and then a bunch of you know, webs and stuff too. So it's I think there's reasons for it. I think there would be something cool with a special ore, though, needing it.
Yeah.
Too.
Let's do it.
I don't
know. What do you think, Notch?
Notch, wake up.
Is he still under the table?
Sure. I kind of like that.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Thanks, Notch.
Sweet.
What?
So we had to call him up real quick. Yeah. He's in the chat. He's always in the chat listening.
So this next one is submitted by Outerside. It's called Biome Selection. Hello, the Shaft. In the New World Generation screen, I think there should be a checkbox list with all the different biome types so you can toggle different biomes individually. That way, I could have any biome combination I wanted when I make a new world and exclude certain ones that I don't like.
Oh, that's nice.
I would say for creative, like creative mode. Like, I don't know why, like, adventure mode kind of seems like you're playing their game.
Well, what if you just want to have, like, a desert adventure, you know?
Yeah.
And go download a desert map.
Yeah. I mean,
there's tons of maps already out there if you want a specific
But think about the flat world options. Yeah. You can customize those like crazy. Why not just be able to customize regular worlds, you know? I think it'd be cool. What do you think, Toby?
Like, I mean, I don't know, like, the whole reason I like Minecraft is just so you can adventure different things, but I think if that was in there, and, like, you chose which biomes you wanted, it would kind of take that fun away a little bit, seeing as you know what will be around.
And where does it stop? Next is, I don't want creepers. No creepers or zombies. I just want skeletons.
Yeah.
What about, like, an Instagib?
Instagib.
Yeah.
Big heads.
Big heads. Like, that's NBA mode. Jam.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, why not big head mode?
Yeah.
That's weird.
I think that this is not a bad idea. I think it would be really cool if you could say, okay, I only want a world with jungle biomes and desert biomes and ocean biomes.
Yeah.
And it would be a different kind of challenge. I mean, it might be something cool. I'm all for it.
I like it. I mean, I guess if it was all desert.
What Notch has to say about that?
Absolutely not.
Yeah, he doesn't
can't
like
help
it.
What he says.
Yeah, nobody can help that.
That was
weird. It's odd. So everybody seems to like it, but Notch there. So let's move on here. This one was submitted by Chad. He wants you to be able to moor your boats. I always hate it when you get off your boat and it just floats away. Since they are adding leads to tire horses in 1.6, you should also be able to tie boats to things. Thanks, I love the show, and have a Mooshu quality fun time day.
Couldn't you tie the boat to the horse? Hasn't it kind of built itself a solution?
Hey, does that work?
I don't know. I'm spitballing.
But then, like, once your boat starts drifting away, would it take your horse
with
it?
Yes, it would drown it.
I think that's mighty fine, Danny. The thing is, I never have a boat that's still there when I land. Mine always breaks into pieces.
I know.
It just annoys me. I wish boats didn't just fall apart, like if you breathe on them wrong.
I know, they're way too fragile.
Like, they seem to have gotten better at one point, but still, like, are boats that fragile?
No.
In real life?
No, yeah. They aren't.
I always find them really hard to control still.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what it is about them. Like, they said they upgraded them as well, but they've always been really hard still.
I just want a boat that will be a little hardier. I mean, maybe there's a new recipe for it, you know?
Yeah.
A hardier boat, you know, that actually maybe looks a little more like a boat, you know?
Reinforced by, like, metal.
And then, like, maybe you can't turn it quickly, but if you stop moving, you can turn, and it will actually, like, turn right. It won't act all weird like our boats do.
Well, that's a cool idea. Like, what, you know, if you had like an obsidian boat or a cobblestone boat, they could have different handling at different speeds, kind of like like carts in Mario Kart. They all have different stats.
Yeah,
like
the cobblestone cool. boat just sinks straight to the floor.
Yeah,
and it's useless. Well, the you know, the obsidian maybe could go through lava and stuff like that.
Or what if or the iron. Different woods? I mean, there's different trees with different woods.
Like birch
they could all make different types of boats that have different.
That's pretty good.
Things.
That's pretty good.
Maybe they could come up with balsa boats.
Balsa.
Balsa wood. Trees.
They're the boss.
Something.
Those are the boss.
Or maybe boats. You could knock down the reeds, which I guess now they're sugarcane.
Yeah.
Make a paper boat.
And then tie them together and make like a reed, like, flat
Contiki.
Boat. And then push it with a stick.
Yeah.
Or a boat made out of horse meat.
Horse meat boats.
We've gone too far. Big Burner says he's always wanted a boat for more than one person. Yes! 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 Mass transportation.
Oh, there you go.
Yes! Yes!
Put your buddy in the back.
I think you should be able to make a raft, and you can all stand on it, and you will float along the river.
I think you should be able to cut open the horses and crawl inside them.
I do. Yeah, for warmth.
Like a tauntaun.
Or like a costume.
You might get some, like, bacteria infection or something, though. Yeah. But, hey, that's, you know.
That's true.
It'd be a debuff.
Are there any propulsion?
You're gross.
Yeah.
In vanilla or? Like, FDB has jetpacks.
Right, but, I mean, are there any propulsion block or brick blocks that you attach to things like Gary's Mod, where you could create. So you could create any vessel that you want and make it a boat. Put some there's my excavation station idea.
Well, there's a ship's mod.
Mm-hmm.
You don't go fast.
I don't want a mod. Right. I'm done installing mods.
Okay, you want it.
Oh, right. Speaking of mods, have we predict yet when mods are going to be introduced officially? I think it's going to be 2.0.
You think that's when the API is going to be?
I think that's the big 2.0 thing. Is going to
I
be
am API. No longer confident the API is going to come out at all.
Not at all, ever?
Not at all.
Oh. I think they're going to release it at MineCon this year.
Hey, that's pretty good. That might be 2.0 by then.
2.0.
Because that's
think
November.
It's a good time for 2.0.
Hmm.
In November in Orlando? Is that all the predictions?
Other than the 2.0 April Fool's Day thing.
Toby, are you going to go to MineCon if it's in America?
I don't know. I want to. I mean, I'm leaving college, like, officially in a couple of weeks. So I'm probably have to either going to get a job or work online.
Yeah.
I don't know if I get up enough money, I guess, if I save up enough, then I'll probably go. Yeah.
How do you feel about getting a real job? Does that hurt your feelings?
A little bit. I mean, I've kind of got used to playing games now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If I can do gaming as my job, that would be awesome.
Yeah.
But
wouldn't that?
The big trick getting out of college, I'll tell everybody, just don't acquire debt. You can do anything you want.
Yep.
You make the dumbest mistakes the first 2 years out of college, and you pay them off for the rest of the 20 years of your life.
Yeah,
including marriage is one of those things you do within the first 2 years.
Yeah.
And you're paying that off.
I'm glad I didn't go to college then.
Uh-oh.
Because I ain't got no money.
Debt-free.
Yeah, debt-free.
Okay, so this next one here is from Above Ordinary, who wants torch levers. It is a lever that has the same texture and particles as a torch. The torch turns upside down when flipped.
Okay.
Weird.
What if you put it in your pocket the wrong way?
When you turn it upside down, it opens your drawers and you go pee-pee.
So what I would think would burn you.
That's true.
It burns when I open the door.
Maybe that could be the difference, that it's not a lit torch. And so, you know, you can kind of keep track of it. Like, if you know, I don't know about your house, but I have torches everywhere. Like, every wall, like, I'd be like, which one opens the door?
Well, that would be the good thing. It would be kind of like a secret door thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It'd be good for adventure maps.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Or imagine,
so
you know,
it's flipped off, it's just, it's an off torch, I guess.
Well, yeah. But also, like, even if it's a regular torch, okay, so you're in a mine, right? And you want to hide your chest in a public mine. Mm-hmm. So you make a little wall that opens up when you use the torch, and other people just walk by it and not even notice it.
Yeah.
You cool. have secret stuff. You
remember back in the old days when there was the worry that torches were going to stop being lit?
Oh, you'd burn out.
Relight them?
Oh, yeah. I remember that, yeah.
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 That was bad.
Those were the days.
Those were the
Do you
days.
Remember the old days when everybody had X-ray mods and any chest you put on any public server would get raked?
Yeah, yeah. Yes. I remember that.
Do you remember that time we burned down Wes's house and he thought it was griefers?
Oh, yeah. We never told him either.
We never. Funny.
You never burned down my house.
I know, but it would have been funny. You should have played it off.
He blocked it from his memory, I think.
So,
you guys started playing Minecraft?
We actually told Notch about the game.
Yeah.
And then he was like,
our idea. I knew the Infiniminer guy.
Yeah.
And I said, hey, Notch, I got an idea for you. No. We started around, what, 1 point? Or we were
it was a few months before the Halloween update.
Yeah.
Yes, me and Martin started a couple. I think it was just before the Nether got introduced.
Yeah, that was that.
That was us. Halloween.
That was a Halloween. Yeah.
Yeah. So about the same time.
And I think I remember the first video we did was a beta 1.3 video, and me and a couple of friends were talking about how it would be so cool if beds got introduced into Minecraft. And then literally like one day later, they updated Minecraft and it had beds in it, and we were just like, "Oh, this is going to be our first video."
Oh yeah.
That's back when people were playing Minecraft that I knew.
Yeah, yeah.
We had like 100 people.
Yeah, we played on the Shaftlands.
Yeah.
I think our first video was In Search of Diamonds.
Yeah.
Our very first.
Some of my things are prominently featured in there.
Yeah.
Go back and look at that.
What did you build in there?
That's the old server.
A lot of it. I mean, almost the whole downtown.
The aircraft carrier, right?
The aircraft carrier, the Washington Monument.
Back to the Future one.
Yeah, and I look back upon that fondly, and then I log into Minecraft now, and I go, where's the Back to the Future building? Because I thought they would just become... You know,
like
stock.
Part of it.
Yeah. I just what the hey? I thought this was permanent, and no, it was one server amongst millions
and horses everywhere.
They had no horses; they were pigs.
Yeah,
yeah.
But
well, nowadays there's just nothing but horses.
I just rode around on different character models.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Those were the days.
So our last one is from Henkam.
Henkam
silk touched swords that would drop heads. So you enchant a sword with silk touch, and it will always cause a head to drop from zombies, creepers, players, and anything else that can drop a head. Love the show. Keep up the good work. Okay.
What do heads get you?
They're like, you can mount them on the wall. You can put them on.
Yeah, you can wear them.
You can put on the skulls of your enemies.
I like that.
Like Conan.
It'd be cool if you could put like a torch inside the heads. It would light up like a pumpkin.
Oh, that would be awesome.
That'd be pretty cool.
That would be kind of cool.
There you go. Scary. That's the first excavation. What a Notch, what do you think about torches inside the heads?
Absolutely.
Okay,
yeah. Good. I think you'll also put lotion in the game at that point, though.
Yes.
Lotion?
Just so you can put it in the basket.
Yes.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You slip it on and off.
Do we have baskets in the game?
We'll have to add that, too, I guess. And little dogs that you push off and break their arms.
Yeah.
Wait.
Yum.
No, don't do that.
So, Toby, do you have any ideas?
What's that?
Is there anything that is not in the game that you want in the game?
I don't know. I think I'm quite an adventurous person, so if there was anything that I'd want added, it would probably be quests or something, or like more achievements.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Like, I kind of like the idea that Minecraft's nice and open and you can do whatever you want, but sometimes I just kind of want to stick to a story.
Hmm. Yeah.
That is one thing that I like. Periodically, I have to log on and play games that have a fixed story, just because I feel like there's something a little nihilistic about totally open world games.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like a new game mode to me, because you have the creative, you have survival, and then you have adventure. You know? That could be 2.0. That could be 3.0. Who knows?
Yeah. Maybe Blue Vanilla could have some kind of a mod where basically it chains you from one location to the next with stuff.
I really think they should, kind of like they worked with Jark, I think they should go work with Sir Jay and... get this added. Get something like this added into the game. Whether it's a mode or not, I just think it's kind of what the game's been missing.
Yeah.
Sarge.
They should have epic cutscenes then. Like, you know, you got
cutscene?
Yeah, if you're going to do a story.
They've had those.
Like in-game, built-in, baked in.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Fully rendered.
Deep story in Minecraft.
Like when you cut down your first tree.
Played.
Hmm.
when you cut down your first tree, like music plays and
right. Or the narrator from Bastion says, Eddie cuts down the tree. You know, anything like that. And you're like, wow, I did it.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Bastion. Bow, 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 bow. What a great soundtrack.
That is a great soundtrack.
It is.
I have no clue what you're talking
about. No, it is
you
a great.
You never played Bastion?
Nope.
You Bastion.
Yeah.
Nope, haven't.
Son of a Bastion.
That sounds like a single-player game.
It is, but it's
no,
amazing.
You can play it with a friend sitting by you, next to you.
I don't
telling
have
you
friends.
It is a single-player, I think. Okay. Did you play that, Toby?
Bastion, I have not played, no.
Whoa! But okay, you gotta play
but
that.
Do you know of it, though?
I know of it, yeah. Okay. Like, there's so many like decent games which I haven't played, like Half-Life and like all the classics which everyone should have played.
And
I haven't played.
And that's great. Okay.
Yeah.
I think I personally
it's not okay.
Like
it's just
Half-Life.
Because you haven't played it, Brent.
Yeah, you're just accepting
it. I think I even own it. I think I bought some indie bundle somewhere and got it. I don't know.
You're but trying out. It's got some of the most amazing music ever just because it's so simple and engrossing. Like it really sucks you into the environment.
But don't worry about Half-Life.
Actually. I just haven't played it.
Am I the only one who didn't really like Half-Life?
Yeah, no, I'm with you. And Half-Life 2 is a snooze fest. I really like Valve otherwise.
I liked Half-Life 2.
The story's very, I don't know, just, why are we talking
meaningless
about
meaningless and pointless?
That's true,
because
we're doing the
nowhere?
Team Fortress 2 podcast later tonight.
We're doing a Team Fortress 2 podcast?
No. No. Don't get anybody's hopes up. We're still supposed to do one this year, because we've been doing them once a year.
Control point.
Oh, okay. Yeah, once a year.
There's a picture up there. There's also a button here.
Sightings.
So beautiful. Oh, my God. It's so intense.
I don't know why.
I don't know what has happened to your thing. It's like you've turned into SpongeBob dancing. I'm not really sure what's happening over
see
there.
Say that again.
It just takes me over. I don't know. It's so overwhelming. It's so beautiful.
Yeah. And he just goes.
He's going into the jellyfish fields. Getting him some jellyfish. Where's Patrick?
You turn into a wombat or something.
I don't know what I do.
So this segment is sponsored by...
He's much better little kitty cat! Little kitty cat my hands!
Sorry.
Okay. That was so creepy.
Okay, so this segment is sponsored by MC Pro Hosting, mcprohosting.com. If you go and use the code SHAFTPODCAST, you will get 15% off of your order. They do our hosting, and they're awesome, and they're great people, and everyone I know who has purchased a server from them has been happy. So,
Top notch.
And what else is top notch? This first video here called Beautiful Miner. It's about a minute long. It's not safe for work because of language, apparently, and assorted voice clips of Basher at the end.
it's really cool. It's Basher being crazy. You got to see it. It's funny. Yeah.
Basher?
Yeah. You'd think he'd be a normal guy, wouldn't you?
And it's a cute little short from Basherverse. He's a miner running to meet his loved one, only for things to go somewhat astray.
Dun, yes. Dun, dun.
I've seen this one. It's twisted.
Okay, so this next one is not compatible with Bucket, but it's a video on Minecraft Cake Defense 2. FV Disco's updated his Cake Defense map, and now there are twice as many levels as before. Also featured are 25 mob types and over 2,000 command blocks to make all the new stuff happen. There are links to the map download in this video description, and we'll link it in the show notes.
It's very pretty, too.
No, that's excellent. Look at that face. Looks like he chomped some cake.
And the hands coming down. Cake. Really cool.
So this last one we have is a link. It's Teacher Appreciation Day. This was submitted by Minecraft Teacher, believe it or not.
This one's great.
Yeah. David Lee, a Korean teacher, started a Minecraft club at his school, and on Teacher Appreciation Day, he was given a wonderful surprise. And this is a link to that. And we love Minecraft Teacher, and we love Minecraft EDU. So go check it out.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Thank you, Mr. Lee. Thank you for teaching Minecraft from Ryan.
Yeah. Here's some flowers. That's cool.
Yeah. That's really cool.
That makes me want to become a teacher in Korea.
Really cool.
In Korea?
Yeah, I could teach them Spanish.
There you go.
Yeah.
You got to learn Spanish first, though.
Well, yeah. Or your first language. I got
to learn. Oh, yeah. I can teach them that one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, do you have any videos coming out this week you want to talk about, Toby? Any special surprises?
Let me think. There is... There is a special surprise, I think, coming soon, but I can't really talk about it as of yet.
Can you give a lot of vague hints about it?
Vague hints.
Are there special guests?
Kind of, I guess. Maybe a little bit. Everyone's kind of been asking about it a lot for a while. So,
well, here, how about this? Like, if someone, do you have a title for it?
I do, but I can't really tell you.
No. Tell us just the vowels. Right?
I'll give it away.
Oh, will it really? Wow. Just tell us one vowel. Yeah. Just one.
I don't think I'm allowed, though.
That was an E.
Oh.
If I give like a slight hint.
Is there an O in it?
Huh? Maybe.
Oh, okay. Well, there might be an O in the title of his new project.
I think that's the best hint we're going to get. Maybe
there's a vowel. Pretty strong hint there.
Is it a series of consonants and vowels?
Is it syzygy?
Does it rhyme with Nog's cast? Or Sartan?
Sartan.
I did not. Yes. No. So this is, of course, he's talking about the video that we all did together.
Oh yeah.
Oh wait, we didn't do that yet.
The one we're gonna do on Tuesday.
I am.
And Tuesday, something like that. So okay, well, thanks for giving us the scoop.
Yeah. You heard it here, folks. Maybe a vowel in a Toby video.
Thanks.
Breaking news.
Dun 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 dun. All right. I wish I had a button that went like this.
Oh, that was weird. Somebody knocked on the door right when you said that.
I know. It's wondering. Oh! There we go.
Sounds like they're knocking on something different now.
What's going on here?
What is that? Whoa. What?
They're knocking everywhere. Yeah, keep on knocking, but you can't. Oh, I guess you can. Come on in. Yeah.
Housekeeping!
Oh, she's
singing.
Yeah. Is she going to like join the opera or something? She's practicing.
I am beautiful. So many ways.
Yes, you are.
It's going down. The ship is going down.
Mint for pillow.
Yeah. Speaking of mints for pillow, are we going to be getting any mints at the 4-H Club when we go on to PlayOnCon in July?
Yes. I am personally going to deliver mints to people's pillows. I think I will. If I know you are involved with Minecraft, I will see if I can't get a mint on your pillow at some point in time.
Will you let us do like they did at E3 and go into everybody's room and put like stickers on their
mirror? Oh, okay. No, I will not.
How about if we just go in there and pee in their beds?
There you go. No. They'd probably love that.
Okay.
So anyway, the fundraiser for PlayOnCon finished, and with our with the sales that actually occurred on the website instead of on the fundraiser, we actually made our third stretch goal.
Nice.
Oh,
so that means Pilates in the morning.
So that means we have the shuttle. We have the shuttle fully funded, and we have the first level of outdoor activities and entertainment.
Does that mean Voltaire?
No.
But he's got a free time now. He's not going to be a dragon.
I know. And so we tried to talk to him about that, but it didn't. It didn't work out. So
is he getting too big? Like where he's like, I'm just telling them they're not inviting me.
No, but we do have some great stuff. Like we've got the Extraordinary Contraptions are going to play. Professor Shy Guy is going to be there. I've got some improvisational comedians coming in. We'll have the hypnotist Dave Fontenot. He's gonna come and perform again.
Yeah.
Bunch of Minecraft people.
Hypnotize some Minecraft folk and see how that goes. Anyway,
so many Minecraft people.
So and we went and we had a pre-poc this past weekend, and we all hung out and slept in the dorms and partied and went and built a campfire and made s'mores and played games. I played a really awesome board game called Cyclopsis or something like that. Oh, it was really awesome. I played it with El Presidente.
Oh yeah.
So anyway, great stuff. If you want to go to PlayOnCon this year, there's a lot of people going. You can go to playoncon.com. The hotel rooms on site are sold out, but we have an overflow hotel, and we are getting a shuttle to drive back and forth from the overflow hotel, and we have people who are going to man it and decorate it and make it an event. So like a fun, taking the shuttle will be fun.
How long
like
will
rum
that take?
Punch?
Huh? No, rum not punch. Like that.
Come on.
No.
Come on. Free rum.
Punch. So anyways.
Free punch.
That's what they do in Jamaica.
Go to playoncon.com. Awesome. And lots of Minecrafters are going. We've got Seth Bling going. We've got Mark IRL. Rob Moran is going. We got Wolf 21 and Aurelian and Good and Paws and Generic B. Joe Hills.
It's a big list of people.
Yeah, I mean, it's really...
And a bunch you left out, but that's okay.
Yeah, there's a lot that I've left cool out. People. It's just the ones that I can think of right
now. And Toby will be there.
Yeah. Oh, I wish. If I was in the U.S., I'd totally be there.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so, Opaque Mango's going to be there. Chris W2K5.
High on Definition. That yeah. Alice.
Bull Shark Wizard. Anyway, so...
We got some other housekeeping here. First off, we didn't want to mention it quite yet because it's not quite done, but we're going to go ahead and drop it on the air. Our new website, you can go ahead and pre-register at deadworkers.engine.com. Eventually, it'll just be deadworkers.com. But for now, deadworkers.engine.com. Get signed up. You can also sign up for the Shaftlands there.
But Engine has a funny spelling.
Yeah, that's right. It's E-N-J-I-N.
Yeah.
Yeah. N-G-N.
Engine. Deadworkers.engine. Anyway, go there, sign up. We also, you might have noticed if you're watching the video or the stream, we've got new mics. We got our beautiful new Finn mics. And so what that means is we're going to be auctioning off the old mics with the pop screen and these arm bars to try to recoup some of the cost of the new mics.
I'm still using the old one right now.
And I don't know why.
So if you want to own a piece of Dead Workers Party podcasting history, I've been using this mic for 6 years.
6 years.
2006, I think we got them, right?
Yeah.
So what shows have done on these mics?
World of WoW.
So many shows.
Daily Gamer. Control Point.
See, Control Point alone for me.
Nation of Gamers.
Safe House, Nation of Gamers.
That one about that Warhammer game.
Oh, yeah.
World of WoW.
War.
War, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Warhammer Age of Reckoning.
Warp.
That's it.
Man,
remember we did a lot of shows. Smite that lasted like two episodes.
Oh, that's right. That's something else we want to talk about. We did start a new podcast. Episode 4 will be recorded after this one. It's called Dead Workers Party on Smite. It's about a free to play game called Smite. Nation of Gamers. Did we talk about that?
Yeah,
I said it out loud. Well.
Nation of Gamers. That's still going on, isn't it? Like in the hearts of all people.
Yeah, it lives in the hearts of all people.
Right.
Hearts. And Control Point. We didn't mention Control Point, did we?
Yeah, I think we did.
I don't think we did.
I briefly mentioned it. It was just a small blip in the radar of my
life. Don't forget about CP. Community party.
That's right. Yeah, CPP. Wasn't that?
CPP.
Yeah, that's
CPP.
A weird one.
We may do another. And of course, there was, what was the parking lot podcast? That we did it.
Oh, Shamrock parking lot.
And parking lot.
Yeah.
Stupid. That was awesome.
We
awesome
recorded that on an iPhone.
And it turned out great. Mics.
Is Control Point kind of like hipster for the Shaft audience? Like you say, I was here for Control Point.
Yes.
Kind of thing?
Okay. Yeah.
I think so.
You were there when?
I remember when you were in TF2.
I played it just the other night. You know what? I actually woke up and my son was playing TF2 for the first time.
Did a tear... Fall.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to get back in and TF2. School them.
Well, let's play. Let's play TF2.
Do you play
I'll
it, Toby?
Okay.
Do you play TF2?
Not really. I'm not a massive fan of TF2.
Oh, yeah?
Usually play like Battlefield and stuff.
Oh, okay.
Battlefield. That's like an adult game. It's like
adult
game.
I usually play GTA, though. Like, I think I've played 480 hours on GTA.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
GTA 1, when it was like an overhead game.
GTA 4.
Oh my goodness.
Wow.
Getting excited for GTA 5.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Now, have you modded it up? Are you doing mods or anything?
Not usually. I usually play like custom game modes and stuff. So this is a game mode that we play called Busted. And basically everyone just hops in a server and we just kind of do like a police chase kind of thing. So everyone is in police cars and then one person's, you know, in a getaway car. And we're not allowed to use like weapons or anything, so... It's mainly just driving.
Wow.
So how do you catch them? You just
that
tag
actually
them?
Sounds like fun.
Yeah, it's really fun.
Oh, I want to hear all about this.
Yeah,
480 hours of that.
I see a Texas legend here says, believe it or not, Toby despises TF2.
I do.
Why do you
really?
Do you despise the hats as I do?
I mean, I don't know. Like, I've rage quit a lot of times on TF2.
Oh, really?
Like, every server I seem to go in, they always seem to be really bad. And, like, I swear that I'm hitting people, but, like, the bullet, like, hit detection is just really weird, I find.
Oh, yeah.
There's a few podcasts that explain scan and hit that you guys did. So
yeah,
maybe
if it makes you feel any better,
out.
I blamed that on a lot of my problems, Toby.
But really, Wes just sucked at
no,
the game.
No, I did
so.
Not. I was excellent that game. I was truly amazing. Truly, truly, truly amazing.
Outrageous? Yeah. Are you Jim?
No, amazing. I said amazing.
Amazing. Well, you know what? We've burned another hour or two of people's lives tonight with some Minecraft talk and talking about other things. We definitely appreciate you coming here tonight, Toby.
That's cool.
And we'll make sure everybody goes out. Go follow him on Twitter. That's So Totally Toby. And you can find him on Twitch. It's So Totally Toby. And of course on YouTube. It's So Totally Toby. Be sure to go to all those, subscribe, and let him know how awesome he is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome. So
we're going to just sit around here and talk until the outro happens.
Yeah. How about I just go, no! What?
See you next time.
Congratulations, you made it through The Shaft alive. See show notes and leave comments for this episode at theshaft.deadworkers.com. Send questions, comments, and audio to theshaft@deadworkers.com or leave us a voicemail at 256-812-1010.
Yeah!
Yeah!
It's a battlefield!
Kaboom.
It's a beautiful morning for Pilates out in the yard.
Dead Workers Party Network. Ding dong! Shaft calling!